Hey, what's up? It's Cryptid Addicted. This is Questions, where we answer cryptozoology questions so you can impress cool people at parties. That is basically how I meet anyone these days, and it's awesome. These little episodes are very, very short. They have me, Megan, in them only. My co-host, Paddy, his face noise is not invited, so he is not here. If you have any questions about cryptozoology that you want us to answer, or you have any thoughts or feelings, special ideas about today's question, then you can email us at cryptidaddicted@gmail.com or reach out to us at social media. So, shut up, Megan. Tell me about the question. Well, today's question is a ghost a cryptid? Well, no. Oh, okay, bye. No, okay, seriously, we have more information. Okay, no shade if you weren't sure about this. It's a little bit of a gray area. It's a gray area inside of a gray area, so don't worry. There is only clear-cut answers if you decide to have clear-cut answers. And this is just my answers. So people totally think differently about this, and that's fine. And there are also cryptids that blur this blurry line. So don't worry, it's confusing. But generally speaking, ghosts are considered their own category of paranormal happenings. Like aliens, they have their own category. There are definitely things that bleed into those other categories, like the Dover Demon. Is that an alien? Is that a cryptid? Is it an apparition? Nobody knows. But generally speaking, I separate it out into two different things. Cryptozoology, undiscovered animals. Supernatural, hauntings and ghosts. That's kind of my little boxes. When we think about ghosts, I think no one would consider them animals, except for like ghost cats and ghost badgers and shit. But that's silly. When we think about ghosts, we think about them as dead. They're deceased. They are an entity that is possibly transparent, can possibly walk through walls, or maybe you can hear it but not see it. When we talk about a cryptid, at its most fundamental level, at least to me, we are referring to a real flesh and blood creature, an animal that if you trapped it in a box, it wouldn't possess your soul or stack chairs in bars at nighttime. It would just be in a box. Cryptids, generally speaking, abide by the same laws of physics as we do. You know, they walk with gravity affecting them, they breathe air, you know, these things. It absolutely can get confusing though, and that's why I love it. As most cryptids hold some sort of folklore around them, they get sort of supernatural abilities attributed to them, and it definitely blurs the line. So, for example, Bigfoot. I think we can all agree Bigfoot is not a ghost, but it has weird supernatural abilities. At least some people believe it does. For example, some people believe that a Bigfoot is a demon or is possessed by a demon. Some people believe Bigfoot can communicate telepathically or disappear into thin air. Especially that last one, it sounds very ghosty. And this may be the case, but I think if you shot a Bigfoot, it would still bleed like any animal. You might need a big gun and a big bullet, but it would still bleed because it is an animal, therefore it is a cryptid. If you shoot a ghost, it will just like fly through. So that's a very easy differentiation in my books. If you're unsure about a certain thing, there's definitely a checklist of questions you can ask yourself, whether it's a ghost or whether it's a cryptid. So for example, does it eat? Does it sleep? If you shot it, would it bleed? Does it abide by things like gravity? Can you touch it? Does it breathe? And most importantly, the creme de la creme, does it poop? How many ghost poops have you seen? I have seen only a handful in my time, so no, I'm kidding. I mean, there's a little short list for you though. But as I say, there are definitely cryptids that do not stay in their neat little boxes of categories. One prime example is the Black Shuck. Now, you might not know about this. Basically, it is a dog-like cryptid. But, you know, people who are in the paranormal field also will say it's a ghost. You know, it's kind of blends into those two worlds. It stays around graveyards. Some people have been attacked by it, feeling more cryptid-y. But some people have seen it disappear into thin air, feeling more ghosty. So it's like, is this the ghost of a dog, or is this an undiscovered species of dog or wolf or something like that? This one and many others can kind of be argued both ways. So again, blurry, dodgy lines. So in summary, some ghosts have animal-like properties, like the ghost bear of the Tower of London, not shitting you. That is a real thing. Go Google it. And some cryptids have ghost-like properties like the black shuck. However, the baseline differentiation for me is, does it bleed? It may eat, sleep, and poop away from you, so you can never know. But if it's standing in front of you and you hurt it there and then, would it bleed the blood of an animal? If it does, it's a cryptid. If it doesn't, run like hell as a ghost. So that answers today's question, is a ghost a cryptid? No, but it does get a little confusing. Thank you for joining me this episode. Take it easy, have a good week, look after yourself, see some weird shit, and tell me about it. Goodbye. Yeah.